Log Talk Radio.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
And blessings to all. You're at the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K. I'm here another week, another hot topic. Phone lines is already crazy. So, you know, without no further ado, this show is sponsored by E2K Enterprise. And the topic for today is Parenting 101 2013, right? 2013. How I come to this topic. You know, I always have a reason, you know, because I look at something, I see something, or I'm discussing something with someone, and I'm like, I got to bring it to the show. So the topic came because I saw a video. There's a video that's running around on Facebook, and it says mother violates daughter on Facebook. And what she does is she's yelling at her and asking her, the girl's like 14 years old, so she's asking her, is your boyfriend, you know, named this and that? Like, in other words, putting her on the spot. She videotapes it, and then she posts it on her Facebook page for everyone to see. And my question, you know, attached to the video was, do you agree this is how we should have, how she should have handled the situation? So, of course, I got like a whole load of feedback when it came to this. And, you know, as I go along the show, I'm going to read some. I'm going to read the first two. Monica Roman had put, well done, you beat her ass. And I, you know, I replied to that. But after the beatdown, you honestly think you won't do it again? If you don't explain or teach her self-love, self-respect, and show her the queen in her, I mean, you know, this was a teachable moment. Also, shout out to Yvette. Yvette from Orlando had put, yes and no. The old me, yes, would have probably done that. But learning through trials and errors, putting fear into them, not having them respect is another. They're going to find a way to be sneaky. But she's lucky she's on a good start. She's got a mother who is in her business and is paying attention, getting involved in your kid's life and knowing that they are, knowing what they are doing, take preventative measures. The hybrid had put, thank God I don't have daughters because I'll do the same. So, you know, so it goes back to, you know, how we parent now. Like, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm 25, don't judge me, but back in the day, you know, we were disciplined physically, and physical discipline, you know, we received, you know, what they call now child abuse, you know, and everybody got their whoop and straightened up. You can't do that now, and much less videotape it, and much less post it, and not have a repercussion about it. So I want to know how you see. I'm going to go into my phone line, and we're discussing Parenting 101 2013, and what you think about it. 845, you're in the Queen's Lounge. You're speaking with Emma. How you doing, please? 845.
Hello.
One more time. Okay, please, 845.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
This is Sunflower. How are you?
Please, Queen, I'm so glad you called in.
I told you I was going to call in.
Right.
You, I was. Because that, as far as I'm concerned, I blame the mother on that. In the first place, where was she? If you were at work, who was looking after your daughter while she was doing this? It's obvious she was doing it from the house, so where were you when she was doing this? The mother was to blame if she wasn't chit-chatting, like I said in my comment. If she wasn't chit-chatting with her girlfriends, or if she wasn't up on Facebook, how did you come to find out what your daughter was doing unless you created an account? You know what I'm saying? And everybody, every girl uses the name Mary. Either Mary or Jane, or that's my friend, trying to cover up. The mother was to blame. Because back in the day, we didn't do that. We socialized face-to-face. Wasn't no FaceTime. Wasn't none of that stuff. We were outside walking around. That's how you met people. You know what I'm saying? Set up a designated time for her to be on the computer so that you could see what she's doing. After that, it's done. She only needs an hour. She don't need no more than that. They're on the computers in school.
Right. Now, playing devil's advocate, you know, what about if the mother was one of those mothers that was just all up in her business, like you said? She would have had time in school, borrowed somebody's phone, built an account, and, you know, and done all this behind. I mean, these kids are sneaky nowadays. They get things done, not for nothing. Like, you know?
Yeah, they do get things done. However, if she's all up in her business, how long was this going on? How long did she allow it to go on? Because if you're up in your child's business like that, then you should have known no sooner than she created that page what was popping off with her. You should have known if you're up in her business like that. So evidently, one of her friends got in trouble, seen something that she was posting and went back and shot it to the mother. That's how she got caught out there. Somebody told on her.
And to me, you know, not for nothing, but I think there should be an age requirement for you to have a Facebook page. A 14-year-old having a Facebook page, I think you're just feeding them, you're just feeding these young kids to the world too early. You know what I mean?
True. They should have left it where they, with the kids having the MySpace. Why don't they go back to that? Let them have that.
Right. Or not even, I mean, just, you know, like you said, find something for them to do outside. You know, there's nothing for them to do. So, of course, you give, you know, they become 12 years old, you're giving them these $600 phones that they can do everything, and then you're wondering why they're on the internet, why they're being molested or bullied and all that right from their phone. I mean, yeah, it does go back to the parent because they can't afford to buy these high-tech phones on their own. Who's buying them? Who's buying
the parents
phones?
Are. So that's, yeah. I mean, I blame the parents. I blame the parents. I blame the mother of that young lady. I'm not judging her, but I blame her for that. And to post it on Facebook, well, you know what? She'll turn around and she'll be defiant and go out there and do exactly what she said she was doing, even though she wasn't doing it. She gonna go out there and do it anyway, just to prove to her friends that you ain't did nothing. And that's what's going to happen. That young lady, she'll create a different account and her mother won't even know. She won't know.
Yeah. If she hasn't done it already, because that doesn't embarrass them either. That's kind of like they laugh at that. Like, oh, yeah, she got that, but watch what it is. So it's a joke.
And even if she had taken it to the level of, you know, giving her an ass whipping per se, you still ain't doing nothing. You're not doing nothing. That's not disciplining them, because that discipline should have came in when they were younger if she needed it.
Right.
She's only doing what she was allowed to do.
Because this is a pattern, obviously, of other things she was already doing. She didn't just wake up one day and decide, okay, you know, in one day I'm going to do all this. I mean, you got to know your children, too. If you're involved in your children's lives and you can't, you know, the way they dress, let's go back to where they dress. I've seen 12, 13-year-old girls, and I'm not saying out of judgment, but I'm just saying out of concern. I'm seeing 12 and 13-year-old girls dress like some, I wouldn't even dress like that. And I'm 2 and 3, you know, years their senior. I think about two or three times, like, I don't even want to do that. And I'm of age. You're dressing these young girls, you're preparing them for what exactly? Put books in their hands. Take them to the library. Prepare them, you know, to be CEOs and owners of stuff. What exactly are you preparing them? Them having boom-boom shorts and them hooker boots and all that at an age that they're supposed to be playing with Barbies or still having crushes on artists or, you know, things like that. Like, what happened to that?
That died a long time ago. They, you know, unless you are someone like me where, I mean, I only have 3 nieces, and I have all nephews, which is, that's a blessing to me. I don't really have that much chasing that I have to do, but, you know, I'm old school, and that's how we raise the children. You get 45 minutes to an hour on a computer. That's how me and my mother and my sisters and brothers do it. That's it. When that's done, that's it. Now, you might want to go outside, play a little basketball, jump rope. You might want to do something, walk around the block, talk to your girlfriends, do something. But you're not going to be in here on the games, on the computer. Watch your TV is garbage. Yeah. That's what that is. I don't even waste my time watching TV. Read a book.
My daughter has a tablet. You know, I got her a tablet because in school they teach, you know, they mess with that tablet. But she has a tablet and I've downloaded games and books from Barnes & Noble because it's a tablet straight from Barnes & Noble. So she reads from there, and she has 2 or 3 games that she can play with in there. That's it. She doesn't have Facebook. She don't know what Twitter is. She don't know none of that because I don't think that she should be knowing any of that. At that age, what is she going to do that for? She's not in the music business. She's not in the You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not in the industry. You don't, what do you need to do all that for? You,
exactly.
Your friends are, when you get to school, you play and you talk to your friends then. Or you call them on the phone. Or, you know, that's it. But other than that, I'm like, mm-mm, that's not happening. And if more would be that way, like just a little more, trust me, they're not missing out on nothing. They're not missing out on nothing. Just because
they're
if
not.
You hold them a little longer. Like, I used to be, have this thing with my mom. You know, I didn't come out. I was a late bloomer. I didn't come out, hang out. My friends were hanging out at 12, 13. You know, I was a late bloomer at 16. I still had curfew at 10 o'clock at 16. Like, you know, the party started at 9. I got to go walk in and say, hey, and I had to leave.
See, you got that one better than me because I didn't even get that. I had to leave home and go to college to hang out. At 18,
oh, wow.
My father was putting the stipulations to be in at 11, and I'm looking at him like, what? I got a full-time job. I pay you each week, and you
wow.
11 o'clock, I don't think so. So I'd push it to the limit because I'm in Aries, so I'm going to push it to the limit. I'd go to 12. And then once I knew that I could hang out till 12, then I would push it till 1 o'clock, you know. And then, it, you know, I didn't go past 1 o'clock, but I said, you know, I can't live like this. So, I mean, I did the next best thing, which I signed up, and I went to college. I was like, okay, I'm going away to college, not staying here. I went down to Florida, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm out. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm in Miami. I'll do as I please. But I was 18 years old, and I was still playing with Barbie dolls. Not to get it twisted, I'm 50, and I'm still playing with Barbie dolls and Bratz with my nieces and my goddaughter. Yeah, I am. I'm going to always be a little girl. I'm always going to be a little girl. And as long as I stay like that, forever young I will be. So I ain't got a problem with it. If that young, if that mother wants her daughter to change, send her to my camp. When I send her back to you at the end of the week, because I only need 7 days. That's all I need, 7 days. That young lady will go back. She won't even know her daughter.
It's just about the certain values. Some people have values and certain morals, but it all comes down still to time, you know, investing that proper time. And, you know, he's my example. You can't have your daughter, like you have mentioned before, you know, she probably was talking with her friends and this and that. You can't ask of your daughter not to do something that you're doing. You know, you can't be with a cigarette in your hand telling your kid, well, you know, you shouldn't be smoking. Like, hello?
Uh-huh.
You know, you shouldn't be, and you're drunk, intoxicated. Like, really? You know, it's lead by example. You know, lead by example. My mother led by example, and that's why I never got into the smoking and drinking because I never seen it at home. And I never seen that type of behavior for my queen. So to me, it was like, my mother don't do that. You know,
so
and
I'm
not doing it. I've always respected her. I've always seen everybody else respect her and love her. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. My mom don't do that. You know, so that's where I learned. With not only my kids, but everybody else, it's teach by example. You know, I cannot go and preach and teach something and say something and then not follow it up. It just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? So especially with the kids, you know, they're watching you. They watch you like a hawk. You know, they're waiting for you to make a mistake. So they could be like, oh, you see, I saw you.
Yeah, and then try to throw it up in your face, you know, and then,
okay.
And that's, you know, I thank God I had a son. He's 28 years old, so I don't worry about anything like that. But, I mean, I do have girlfriends who have daughters, and they'll call me on the phone and be like, can you please come over here? Because I'm trying to tell this young lady, and they can't get through. If I show up, it's a total different story. Then I got their undivided attention, and then they're sitting there. I was like, it's not a game.
Right.
You dressing like that is not a game. You're attracting attention that you don't need at 15 and 16 years old. You don't even need that at my age.
Right.
Don't dress like that.
Right, not even attention, you know, because we all seek some sort of attention, just not negative attention, you know, because you're putting it out there, even though it's never right for any man to do, you know, to be disrespectful to a woman, you know, nowadays, there is no such thing as people following protocol and respect and morals and all that. So you dressing like a hoochie mama, because there's no other way to say it, you know. If you're dressing like a hoochie mama, if you're putting all your business out there, then be ready to receive all that negative that you're kind of pouring out, unless you're getting dressed because that's your job and that's what you do for a living. But for you to go around to the corner to the grocery store with your whole stomach and ass out, I don't see why, you know, why you should have to do stuff that way if that's not what you're doing for a profession or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just, you know what I mean? So
one day they'll open up their eyes. You know, these young mothers, it's babies having babies, so that's where that comes from. Because if that young lady was 14, I'm going to put her mother at about 32, 33 years old. So you were young when you had her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stop being her friend.
Right, which is another
be her mother. Don't be her friend. Be her mother.
It's
okay?
Another thing My girlfriends call me, you know, I have young mothers that, you know, now their daughters are teenage age, and I tell them the same thing. You're trying to be too cool with them. You're trying to be their friend, and they're looking for their mother.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
can't
want
be their friend.
Their friend. Right, they got their friends. You know, you're not on the level as a friend, and you can't come as, oh, no, because we cool and I hang out with my daughter and all that, and the moment she gets funny or disrespectful, now you want to claim mother position. No, you have to always be a mother. And this
mm-hmm.
time she's not going to fuck you. And you know what? You're going to have to handle that. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm an auntie first, you know, and I got my niece, my oldest niece is 19. You know, I'm not going to go and hang out in the club with her.
Mm-hmm.
Just not going to do it, you know. I told her, you know, you hit 25, I might go and have a drink with you, but, you know, I'm not going to be up in a club partying with her. But she carries herself like a lady, you know, and she does got a little bit of oomph with her because she got two older brothers who, you know, basically told her, this is what it is, this is how dudes do, you're our sister, so we're going to let you know, you know, and they're like mentors to her also. You know, her mom's not a single mom. My sister's, you know, got a husband and stuff like that. But, you know, he's working all the time. So he's not there. So, you know, I helped her, you know, and I try to help all these young women, whether they have boys or girls. It don't matter. Children are children. But
yeah,
when it comes to girls, you just got to be a little bit tougher with the girls.
And just showing them how important they are, you know, it's almost like their self-esteem from young and from birth is already low because, you know, again, going back to the, you know, kids having kids, you know, if the parent was 15, 16 when they had their kid and they weren't in a good place, all they're doing is feeding all that stuff to them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and as they're growing up with that already, you know, all those insecurities, the parents still trying to live their life because, you know, they feel they've missed out on something, and so now, you know, and it's like a cycle. It's just like a cycle that goes back and forth. Now, I'm going to go into my phone lines. I'm going to take another call.
All right, I'll be
me.
On. I'll
okay.
be listening.
Okay, cool, peace. All right, I'm going to my phone line, 646. You're on the Queen's Lounge with Emma E2K, and the topic is Parenting 101 2013. 646-413. You just want to listen, it's cool. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Okay, you're on hold. 646, you're on hold, and you're welcome to listen to the show, no problem. I'm going into music, and I'll be right back. You know, we're just talking, no judging. You know, ain't nobody perfect.
About me, and you can stomach the thought of someone. touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now is gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? He's gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures online saying they got you so in, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Just like the sky.
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Obviously, you have to go there. You're at the Queen's Lounge with Joe, sexy host Emma E2K, and the topic for tonight is Parenting 101 2013. This came across a video of a mother that was kind of disciplining or trying to disuse the video and posting on Facebook, disciplining her daughter, like yelling at her and cursing at her. She was 14 years old. The point was she was trying to embarrass her. And then she posted. So I had a flood of comments, and which I read some early on. I'm going to continue with some of the comments, and I'm going into the phone line. So the Hiver had put, thank God I don't have a daughter because I'll do the same. Lizette Augusto had put, I agree with the Hiver. I say the same thing. I have boys because now you see little 12-year-old walking around thinking they're grown, makeup, booty shorts, etc. But parents are also to blame for allowing it. I started using eyeliner at 17, lipstick at 18. I was about the same age. My parents did not play. I would have embarrassed her also, but less cursing. So Gerard had put, Facebook is a social media, not parenting. She could have done more harm. Talk to your kids more is the key. The key explaining life is better than exploiting your child, this thing. And so we're going to go into some phone lines and just continue to discuss the topic. 917, you're on the Queen's Lounge, please.
Where's
PR flags up in the building. What up, B?
What's going on? I say beat the life out of them until they get and learn. In front of everybody.
So you would do that to your daughter? Because you have a daughter, so...
Yeah, and she what was it that she did?
Well, she was, you know, like she was sending pictures and talking grown and having DK, a boyfriend, on the Facebook, you know, doing that wild stuff. And she was only 14, and I don't remember it.
Is that the one about the father? The father exposing her?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and that too, that one too. That's not the same video. I'm talking about a different one, but it leads to the same thing. Yeah, it leads to the same thing.
Yeah, well, the father exposing her at that video, I thought that was okay because he just, like, he broke it down to her. He kind of embarrassed her. And, you know, she was actually talking to older men.
Right.
You know,
she's underage. Oh, my God, so many. I know which one you're talking about because there's one that he whipped. He beat them with the belt, but there's the other one that the one that
the uncle beat the kid with the belt, that kid committed suicide or got killed in the street. No, he got killed in the street. The one I'm talking about is the father, the Spanish father, talking about his daughter, and he told his daughter, mm-hmm. So what's your name? How old are you? He set the facts straight. And the guy, he even apologized to the guy. No, you didn't know she was age, but she's lying, whatever, blah, blah. She was actually talking to, you know, older dudes. It's nothing different. It's nothing different. I mean, it just reaches more people, but it's nothing different like when your mother will whip your ass right in front of her, the whole classroom. Like, that's happened. The only thing now, the new classroom is Facebook.
Right, but which was another time. This one, like I said in the beginning, of the show, I was saying back in the days, you know, I'm 25, so I'm just saying, you know, don't judge me.
Don't make me whip you in front of Facebook.
Back in the days, you know, it was like, you know, you knew that you were going to get that whooping and there was just nowhere to run to. Now these kids have like, they 911, they, you know, they have all this stuff to run to protect them.
They
got
to get to the phone first. They have to get to a phone.
You'll be in the precinct.
They'll be under the phone. The bottom line is, you know, you never know what you're going to get when it comes to a child. You never know, you know, they have your personalities, your traits, your genes, but you never know if you're going to get one of those loose cannons, you know what I'm saying? Like that nothing you could do is going to stop them from doing certain things. I mean, hopefully you just pray that it's not, that you don't get a child like that. But if you do, you're going to have to find a way to deal with it because some of these kids are just so persistent, they don't care. They'll find a way to keep doing it and doing it. You're not going to kill the kid. You're just going to have to find a way to deal with it. In the manner that will get through to them, you know, and that doesn't still not 100% that it's gonna get through to them, you know. Gotta try to just raise your child as best you can and hope that they pick up the things that you show them.
And teaching them early, you know, spending that quality time.
Teaching them early. You've been through that. Yeah. You've been through it. You've been through the rebels stages. You know how it is. But they come back home. You know what I'm saying? When you a great parent, you hope nothing happens because there's one of those periods where the child hits teenage and you know they don't care about life. You know they don't really understand what life is and respect it. So you're afraid that anything could happen, and there's so many kids that are lost in the street. you know, to guns, to drugs, to all types of stuff, but you hope your child doesn't get into that. But, they, you know, it doesn't mean that a child's going to be perfect throughout their whole life either. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to do stupid things, and you got to be the one to try to, you know, correct them. You know what I'm saying?
But do you really honestly think that, like, disciplining them as far as beating them is the answer? Like, honestly,
well, maybe,
like,
you know, we don't. Yeah, we probably don't know the extent of what happened before. She, you know, the parent probably said, you know, if this is what she likes, maybe this is the only thing she understands. You know, she might have tried different stuff, and, you know, like I said, sometimes you got to take drastic measures. I don't know,
right,
to that extent. I probably wouldn't do that to my daughter, you know, but you never know, you know. You never know what they went through with her.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, you know, we don't get a handbook handed when these kids come into our lives, that's for sure. It's not like, okay,
yeah,
stage one, stage two. We
yeah,
sure don't.
I mean, you know, like right now, I got my niece. My niece is like an angel, man. She's an angel. But, you know, she had her little thing. We had to be, like, on top of her, especially when you got little boys trying to, you know, infiltrate and, you know, she's naive, you know. But, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And my whole family was, like, on top of that. She's straight. She's going to graduate, you know. You got to just, you know, it doesn't mean that they're bad either. You know, it's just that, you know, they're picking up so many different things, not from only the parents. You know, it's like, The internet is just a, you know, they got access to the whole world, you know, and you,
right,
and you, it's hard for you to compete with that, you know, but a computer savvy and hip parent that's on top of the, you know, the technology will be on top of things like that, will know what to look for, you know, will know how to, you know, check certain things out on the low, make sure everything is right, you know, and look for the telltale signs. You know, because a lot of kids run away, and they're just talking to strangers online, and they just, you know, they get persuaded. Like, if you could get into a person's brain online, you could persuade them to, you know, a lot of people could persuade your child.
Maybe it takes
a drastic measure like that on camera to get her ass whipped to be like, damn, I'm not going to do that shit no more.
It could save her life.
From doing some, you know, meeting a serial killer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he probably backed up like, oh, wait a minute. Her mother knows. He probably knows my information. Let me fall back.
Exactly.
And then it
makes her think, yo, I got to chill because, you know, my mother will whip my ass.
Right.
You know, they got to have that fear. That's the thing about some of these kids don't have no fear no more. They don't fear anything no more. You know?
Because they know, they like, you know, their thing is, listen, if you hit me or you touch me or whatever, I'm going to call, you know, ACS or, you know, all these agencies will start coming down a parent, you know, real quick without not knowing all the parent has maybe has gone through or not. You know, they just automatically like, mourn, you know? But these kids are
yeah, but you know what? The child could go ahead and do something stupid like that. You know, if it's stupid, if it's not warranted, but, you know, they're going to learn themselves, too, that when ACS is in the middle, their whole life is going to change also. They're going to go through some shit, too. So it ain't going to be as rosy as they think. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be, you know, they might have to be taken out of the house, out of their whole comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to think about doing that shit, too.
Which they don't till after it's too late. They're like, damn, I have my own room over there. I should have chilled. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
My mother was letting me rock. I was, you know, she took care of me. Then the reality sinks in, you know. Yeah, I didn't have it that bad. I kind of bugged out. You know? Now, don't get me wrong. There's some wild-ass parents out there, you know. I mean, you know, every case is different. You know, every case is different. Every child is different and every parent is different. We don't know what's going on. All we see is the end result on media, we saw that you would see the end result, the whipping, you know what I'm saying, on camera. But if it's going to save her life or strain her out, you know, that what's different than that than the show Scared Straight? They take them to prison.
Right.
And they can get their life out of them. It might not be physical, but it's a mental whipping.
Right. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? They put them in scare straight in national TV, in with murderers, rapists, and all that. You know, they put them in there in scare straight. So, you know, some kids need that dramatic experience to change their life. Because remember, when you're adolescent, man, when you get it, you know, I worked 5 years with adolescents, so I know. When you're at that age, you don't know what living and what is dying. You don't respect that yet. You don't know what that is no more. You don't know what that is at that point. You know, even people that would die around you, you're like, that can't happen to me. It doesn't register until you get a little older and you start appreciating life. You know what I'm saying? So that's the critical stage of a child. So you have to, like, before that, before they get into that, you got to instill certain things in that child, you know. And some kids, let's just be for real. I know everybody wants to see, oh, yo, my kid is, well, whatever. Not every kid is the same. Not every kid is going to have strong willpower. Not every kid is going to be the fastest. Not every kid is going to be the prettiest. Not every kid is going to be the smartest. No, everyone is totally different. So, you know, you got to just try your best when they're young to, like, instill real strong values that they won't turn back from. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Or they can use. It's like when my son, when Ben was little, he had big ears, right? And, you know, kids used to snap on him. Oh, you got big ears. And he used to, like, go into the show like, oh, Mom, but they said I got big ears. So what I started doing was I started telling him, you do have big ears. You have big, beautiful ears. And they're just envious. And then I started using, yes, they're big and beautiful. And I would use the same word in different content. So, like, that when he would hear big, it was such a lash. You know, it was like, oh, he said I got big, big ears. I told him I had big, beautiful ears. Like, you know, like,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but look at your relationship with Bevel. I could speak on this. You guys hit a little rough patch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you did everything. You did everything you could, and you're a strong woman by yourself. And, you know, still he had to go and test the waters on himself. And everything that you taught him came back. You know what I'm saying? And now look at the way y'all are. Now when I see that, you know, I see the way y'all, you guys are now, I'm like, I'm so happy because I know personally all the work that you put into it. And it's paying off now. And there was a rough spot where you're like, damn, what's going on? But at the end, man, you know, I always think that, you know, I think it all prevails. You know, you just got to, you can't give up on your child, man. That's the bottom line. I would never give up on my daughter no matter what she does. I don't care. That's my unconditional love to my child. I mean, I'm not going to condone anything that I don't rock with. But at the end of the day, she's going to make mistakes and I'm going to be there and try to guide her to do better. You know what I'm saying?
And they know that, and they feel that sincere and deep love from the parent, you know?
Right.
Because that's what helped my son kind of come back, because regardless of whatever, you know, I let him fly. I let him fly out the coop. I mean, you know, with pain in my heart and everything, I let him fly.
Yeah, I know.
But I kept on letting him know, yo, I'm the one that's going to be here for you. I'm the one that's rocking 24, like, you know? And I had to lead by example, show him, keep showing him until that brought him back. Like, nah, it's my mom who's always here, you know? And
he realizes who really has his back, who really loves him.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Definitely.
And then
you know,
he buys your iPhone, you see? Look at that. Anybody on iPhone, I'm like, well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
No, but that was an amazing time. Yeah, he upgraded me, like my son upgraded me.
You know, listen, the love of a parent to a child is the most amazing thing. It's like with my daughter right now. My daughter makes, you know, she's only 3 going on 4, and, you know, whatever the situation is going on, and she tells them, I want to talk to my dad. She makes them know that, you know, it's because of all the time that I spend with her, and all that. She knows the love is not something that you could just measure with any physical thing. It's something that's just known, that when she talks to me, she hears me, my voice, she knows who I am. She feels my soul, my presence, and she knows that he got my back no matter what. That's my dad, you know, and I'm going to always be there no matter what. I don't care what happens, you know, and I'm trying to better my life so I could actually give her a better life, you know, because it ain't about me no more. It's about her. So if I could exit this world and knowing that I raised, you know, I was part of making her an amazing young lady and growing up, and, you know, I fulfill my life, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely, and you definitely do that, you know, especially with certain challenges that you have, and still in all, you're able to do that. That's amazing, you know, because creating that love from that distance takes a lot of work, and you definitely have been putting your work in, you know, and you see the fruit of your labor, because you see when you speak to her, you see that when you're right next to her, it's like no time has passed, and she already knows who it is.
Yeah,
you know,
I just can't even wait to see her now in July. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna just spoil that girl to death when I see her, and you know, just play with her and just, you know. But at the same time, when I see something I don't like, I have to, like, discipline her and show her, no, that's not what you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah, but and then, you know, eventually she'll go around and do it anyway.
What?
I said eventually she'll go around and do it.
Yeah, but, you know, the one thing that I'm kind of, like, cool about is that she'll be in a better place than here, you know. It's chaotic over here, man. Like, you know, I'm glad, you know, and, you know, I kind of like, it's kind of like the gift and the curse, because she's away, but, you know, I don't know if I even would want her raised here. Like, even though we do great jobs with our kids, you know, with my niece and with my nephew, we've done a hell of a job, you know, but, you know, that doesn't mean all the kids are going to turn out like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know.
It's going back to the village and everybody showing present, but each child is meant to do, you know, what, you know, their own thing. So, absolutely. So, what advice? Let me ask you, what advice you give as far as for parenting, for any of those parents that are out there listening and are kind of stuck, like, you know, like, which way do I handle certain things? You have anything to say to them as a parent?
What? Which way to handle certain things like that?
Yeah.
Well, I personally don't think that it should be something that exposed to the public. I think that you should actually deal with that with your child on a private level and let them understand that, you know, even though you're disciplining them, you're not going to expose them to the world and try to embarrass them, you know, more. You don't know how your child's going to take that. You know, they could resent you forever and maybe even rebel more. But, you know, at the same time, if it's one of these wild-ass kids that you feel you got no other choice, man. Some people, those parents that chosen to take those kids to Scare Street, you know, it's got to be like the last resort for them. It's either like, let's take them to Scare Street or, you know, my child's going to die or wind up in jail. So at some point, you know, every situation is different, but, you know, as long as you have the child's interest in hand, you know, and try to, like, do the best you can, you know, but I know that's got to be a bit, you know, for her, unless that parent is wild, just crazy, and just whipped her, which I don't know, but, you know, if it's all over the internet, she will probably have to deal with those repercussions, but me personally, I wouldn't do that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I might yell in front of people or whatever, but I'm not gonna reprimand my kid, like, physically in front of everybody or on you know, or broadcast it on the internet. Like, I don't think, I think I could get through without that, you know?
Right. Okay. Let me take the last thought from Sunflower. Hold on, D. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. Please, Queen, you on the line? Sunflower? Oh, I think I lost her. Okay. D, oh, I had her on hold. We're going to give her a final thought. Let me go. Hold on. Let me go to this other. 646, you have a chance to speak now. If you want to say anything, 646, 413. Otherwise, I'll put you back on hold. 1, 2, 3, you're back on hold. 646. Going back to D, your lines are open. So yeah, so that, I mean, I think you kind of covered it. I think you kind of covered it really about the parenting. I mean, you know, we're none of us is giving the right answer, but it all depends on the child, the circumstance, and you know, and up to how far the child goes, because there are some wild ass kids that you gotta wild out as well. But there's some that you can kind of just pull them back from their neck, just like a little tug, and be like, hey, you know. And once they know that somebody is really cares and loves them and paying attention, you know, most of the time they chill. They just want to hug, man. You should hug your kids. People don't be hugging their children. They be just slapping them upside the head. They don't hug them or kiss them no more. I think, you know what I'm saying? It's like, fat. Here you go. It's like, come on, hug your kids. You know, kiss your kids.
Love your kid, man. Love them. But don't love them to the point where, don't spoil them to the point where they can't earn. You know, they got to know the difference about earning certain things. And I've seen that with you, too. So I've seen you. You know, your children have had to earn certain things. And that's you know, that's why you see your son, he's working. You see that, you instill that in him. You know what I mean? You baby him to the point where he doesn't know what that is, you know, to count on moms all the time. You know, that he went and got a job and he's doing his own thing. And look, you raised a good young man, you know?
And I'm definitely very proud of him. I mean, you know, my mom told me the same thing. You wasn't getting nothing without working for it or earning it. You wasn't just laying right there like, oh, I want this, I want that. She looked at me like, crazy girl, you better get up and get down and get something.
Wow.
Let me play some music and I'll be right back. Be chill. Hold on. I got you on. Thank you. queens out there doing the work. Don't forget, we're having the next Queens Healing Queens seminar in New York City, June 15th at Mimosa's Lounge. That's 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. Don't forget to email emmaetk@gmail.com for tickets and for your reservations for your seating or if you're renting a table. Also, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Vine, you name it, we're on it, Lush Radio Online, Emma ETK, ETK Enterprise. Make sure you follow us and we'll follow you and, you know, we'll like and Instagram. You name it, whatever social network is out there, you can just easily find us, Emma ETK, Lush Radio Online, ETK Enterprise, and you definitely can keep up with what we're doing. You know, what we're doing is usually as effective to the community and to the women in society as we represent the women's movement here at the Queen's Lounge and, you know, everywhere that I go. So definitely peace and shout out to everybody that called in and, spoke about this topic about Parenting 101. It's a dialogue that has to continue. This is not something we're going to get an answer in one show and one night and, you know, with just one call. A lot of cases are different, and it's case by case, really, everything that happens. My opinion is the same like these cuts that called earlier. I think it should be kept privately. I don't think that I'm not going to discipline or do any of that stuff on the internet or any of that. I'm going to handle it, you know, with my village and as privately as I can, you know, with my village and my children and however I can. I'm glad that I haven't had to go through that extreme. There's others that have had. No judging, because you can't judge the parents on their parenting, but we can come together and talk about it and kind of do like a better resolution, I think. The more we talk about it, the more helpful we can be to our kids. You know, they only learn what we teach them. You know, they're counting on us. They're looking at us for us to be able to lead by example. So if we don't want them doing certain things, then we got to check ourselves too. Like, what are we doing? You know, what are we showing them? What are we allowing them to see? And then, you know, then we could, like, don't do this or don't do that. Well, like always, it's been a blessing. Thank you for calling and listening. Don't forget to check me out next week. I'll be on the road, but I'll be doing a show. My tour starts, MACK 2013 summer tour begins. So next week I'll be on the road. Hopefully I'll be at the DMV area or North Carolina. I'll let you know. Shout out to all those that are out there. Shout out to my queens. I'll be seeing you soon in the seminar. Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you.
Talk a lot of bull.